Born on this day back in 1947, Tom Evans from Badfinger with Come and Get It. The hit song from Badfinger, Evans sang lead on. Pete Ham sang most of the other Badfinger songs you probably know. Tom Evans played bass, and Paul McCartney wrote this song for Badfinger, and they were on the Apple Records label, the Beatles record label, and McCartney personally said, Tom Evans, you sing this song. He did. With Pete Ham, Tom Evans wrote and performed a number of fantastic Badfinger songs. Badfinger, the saddest story, I should say, in rock music history. If I don't have time right now, if you want to get into it, go read a bio on Badfinger. Here's an indication of how bad things went. Tom Evans hung himself, suicide, November of 1983, the second member of Badfinger to hang himself and commit suicide. Pete Ham did the same years prior. Things did not go well for Badfinger despite their massive talent. Tom Evans from Badfinger, born on this day back in 1947. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Angie Wong is with us, chairman of Legacy Pack. You can find her on Twitter at Angie Wong. Angie, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. We hear news the FBI will allow the chair and ranking member of the House Oversight Committee to review a document describing an allegation that Joe Biden accepted a bribe as vice president. They will black out information that could reveal the source's identity. James Comer is involved in this. What's happening here?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is going to be an exciting day. You know, we finally have Christopher Wray, who's going to be walking, taking that long walk over to the houses and presenting this sought-after $5 million Biden document. So Comer has been asking for this for how long now, right? And all they've been doing is just playing lawfare and preventing the public from seeing it. So even today, don't expect to see the document, right? And just because the House committee gets to see it doesn't mean that you and I get to see it. And that's generally how they do things, right? Look at the J6 footage. They allowed members of Congress to go and view in a private room the footage, the 140,000 hours of footage from the J6 security cameras. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't take notes, you couldn't do anything, although, you know, obviously they gave some permission for certain news networks to air it, but it was it's a grind. They're making it as hard as possible and slow as possible to foot drag this all the way to 2024.
Angie, there was a Harvard-Harris poll out a week or so ago, and Glenn Greenwald wrote about this. According to the poll, again, a Harvard-Harris poll, a majority of Americans believe Hunter Biden engaged in criminal influence, peddling his dad's name, the FBI is not investigating those crimes, and that Joe Biden took part in Hunter's illegal influence, peddling, and profiteering schemes. A majority of Americans believe that, and yet stories like this, I guess we'll see how it's covered this week, but I doubt it's getting front page coverage. I doubt it's getting much coverage at all. How are the American people finding out about stories like this if they're not being covered in the mainstream media? And why do you think they believe it?
The laptop photos show it all, right? There's something happening. Something is awry. And when the American public feels as though something is not right, it doesn't sit well with them, they're going to kind of, you know, not really. I don't really believe there's nothing that happened. I mean, look, everything with his family is just a little bit sideways. And it's, you know, we have been covering it. We've been covering the fact that they won't reveal it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's all, you know, we're actually owning the narrative right now because we can say, well, you know, they're covering up something. They're hiding something. They're always concealing what we want to know. If they were, you know, an honest family or, you know, a presidential family that has any honor, then they would just give us the truth or at least give us a better narrative than hiding. So, you know, right now we're winning that narrative because they're not showing a thing.
Angie Wong is with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. She is a chairman of Legacy Pack. Find her on Twitter at Angie Wong. How would you grade or how would you evaluate the efforts of the House Republicans since taking control of the House earlier this year? in their zeal and desire to conduct these investigations and get to the bottom of some of this stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do love these guys. They're so good. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy has passed all marks for me. I know he got in some trouble with the debt limit stuff, but honestly, he's really working his butt off. But I'll tell you this, I was having a conversation with Congressman Ronny Jackson about this. And I said, well, you know, with all these investigations, you know, it's all fine and well. Everyone's getting their, you know, 3-minute Instagram post out of, you know, blasting what they're finding in the investigations and who's doing wrong. But will there ever be any results, and when? And he gave it to me straight and clear. He goes, listen, until Merrick Garland, our AG Merrick Garland, actually does anything, all these investigations really end up nowhere. And the earliest we'll ever see a result, as in actual law enforcement being enforced, it will be likely January 2025 when we have a new Republican administration in order. And whether or not they'll actually take this further and prosecute then, usually, you know, the incoming administration, they kind of leave the stuff alone. Mm-hmm. But if it's going to be a Trump administration, you better believe they're going to go after everyone involved here, which is why we think that Joe Biden, no matter how frail he is, he's going to run because he's protecting his family. Look, Joe Biden took a stumble on a Thursday. The very next day, Christopher Wray says, okay, no problem. White flag. I'm going to walk this to you. All right. I'm going to just walk this document that you're looking for. I mean, I think they're trying to get rid of Biden in some weird way. I mean, the contempt of Congress thing honestly could have been dragged out all summer. Yeah. It didn't have to happen this week.
Angie Wong, thanks so much for joining us. Check her out at Angie Wong on Twitter and Legacy Pack at legacy-pac.org. Angie, thanks for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.